River of Dreams, it's Billy Joel. Now, you've been hearing about how you can fall foul of the law when watching TV in your own home. But watching the telly, it's all so complicated and so much more complicated than it used to be. Fevzi Turkalp's editor of GadgetDetective.com and is here to help us out. Hi, Fevzi.
Evening.
You see, I think I'm quite switched on when it comes to this, but even my mum asks me questions about watching things again and streaming and downloading and Wi-Fi TVs, and sometimes I get confused. And whether you're attaching to your Wii boxes or your PlayStations, oh, man. I mean, it's not as simple as sticking an aerial on the roof and plugging it into the back of the telly anymore.
How long ago
did it change?
Well, in 2012, all the analog broadcasts were switched off, so that was the old-fashioned picking up the TV through the aerial. But you've been able, every TV manufacturer since 2008 has been able to pick up Freeview. It's had a built-in Freeview tuner, and Freeview is still picked up through your aerial, and it gives you, instead of, you know, five or six channels, it gives you 60 channels of television, 26 radio stations, and if you've got the right type of Freeview, because there's something called Freeview HD, you can also get 10 in high definition as well. So in that sense, it can still be free and easy, and those 60 channels can all be flicked through with a single remote control, and it's a very traditional television type experience in terms of how you choose the channels and also how you pick it up through your aerial. But that's 60 channels. There's now over 480 channels available in the UK, and they're available by many means. So we've talked about what's called free to air, which is essentially Freeview and FreeSat. But then we have all these subscription-based platforms like Sky, Virgin Media, BT Television, and then add to that all the stuff that you can pick up through these sort of internet streaming boxes as well, you know, Amazon Fire TV.
This is where I've been left behind, because I absolutely understand a set-top box, a Sky box, say, and a satellite. That's how you get your programs delivered. But there are so many other ways of getting shows to your TV screen. Yeah. How do the rest work?
So and they overlap as well. So even when you have, say, Sky or Virgin, yes, you can watch, you know, TV channels and select them, just more of them. But there's also video on demand that you can download. So the ones that are internet only, and I suspect, you know, this is the way it's going. The future is not aerial. The future is not even satellite. The future is internet television. That's how we're all going to be consuming our television. So with those, typically you get a little box, or typically the size of a hockey puck, something like that, and it plugs into you know, the back of your TV, and it attaches to the internet, and that box picks up the signal, its data, if you like, either through Wi-Fi, or better if it has a wired connection from your broadband router. Now, not everyone can get a cable up to their TV set, so a lot of these things are run on Wi-Fi. Once you've got that, there are different types, but essentially they will allow you to watch TV, be it the BBC or many other popular TV stations, through the internet. But you can watch it on demand, you can download it, keep it, watch it later. BBC iPlayer is also an example of that. So with that, you can get it on these devices, but you can also get it on smartphones and tablets, and you can either stream it as you want to watch it, where the data comes down a bit at a time and you watch it, or you download it and you can keep it for a period of time. And that's useful, for example, if you want to watch BBC content and you're going on holiday and you can't pick it up abroad, because abroad are typically not license fee payers, so you download it onto your tablet or your smartphone and then you watch it whilst you're away. So the difficulty is that with great choice goes great responsibility. So you know, there are so many ways of achieving very similar results, and it does get complicated because they all work in different ways.
Do they all come with the planner, the EPG, the electronic program guide? Because that's the key to it, isn't it? If you can simply see what is on, you can find your show, and I don't know, with a press of one button, either stream it or download it.
They do all come with some form of electronic program guide, but they're all different. So even across the different platforms, the same channel can have a different channel number on different platforms. So, you know, BBC News on Freeview has a different number to BBC News on Sky, has a number, different number to BBC News on Virgin Media. So, you know, that's confusing. Other ones, they don't have channel numbers at all, because you just picking the name of the channel and saying, I want to download that program and watch that. So they all do work differently. And that's a shame of it, because with Freeview and more traditional TV, they've just got numbers in sequence and you just flick through them, channel up, channel up, channel up, and you just flick through them and, you know, pick the one you want. But now they all work differently. They all have the guide, but all the guides are different.
And are we moving to a stage, and it's interesting how these things move forwards and backwards. There was a time when if you wanted to be on top of tech, you had lots of boxes and lots of cables and you were permanently having to find more adapters to plug more stuff in. I mean, yeah. Are we moving to a situation where it'll be one box, one piece of kit, one plug?
I think at the moment we're moving away from that, but it may well coalesce towards something more akin to that, a single interface again. And that interface may be very different by then. It would probably possibly be voice-based, for example. So you would just say what station you want to watch or just speak to your TV and tell it, you know, display what stations are available and pick one like that. And you do get that, you know, with radio as well. Last week, Amazon launched the Echo, which is a little device that can play radio stations, and you just tell it, you know, play BBC Radio 4 and off it goes, you know. So I think we'll get to that. But at the moment, everyone is trying to carve out a niche for themselves. Everyone is doing deals for contents and particularly sports. You know, there's a lot of competition where organisations will bid and outbid each other for various sports. So you may never get to the situation where everything is available on a single platform. And that may not be a good thing. Would not have been a good thing anyway, because then maybe there's no competition for that for the platforms to compete against one another. So it's tricky.
Really interested to talk to you as always. Thank you so much, Fevzi Turkalp from GadgetDetective.com.